Mr. Speaker, I rise and associate myself totally with the comments just made by my colleague from West Virginia, Shelley Moore Capito, and I commend her for the very eloquent manner and touching manner in which those comments were made. It is with sorrow that we rise today to express the heaviness of West Virginia's heart. Grief hangs a misty veil across our mountains. Since just the beginning of this year, West Virginia has lost 16 brave coal miners in a nightmarish series of mine tragedies. 16 sons gone in the span of a month. 16 souls that too soon slipped the bonds of earth. These were good and decent men, God-fearing men, brave citizens, caring fathers, loving husbands, loyal friends, generous neighbors, who worked hard to earn an honest wage. They walked in the wake of risk to provide for their families. These were tough men, made strong not merely by the labor of digging coal, but also by the work of building a nation. Coal has long been the lifeblood of America's industrial engine. It has fueled our economic growth. It has reinforced our military might. But none of this would be possible without the labor of coal miners who have served our nation quietly and faithfully for generations, but with precious little thanks. To these men, we owe so much. Mr. Speaker, in the spirit of gratitude, I join with my West Virginia colleagues in offering this resolution and again commend the gentlelady from West Virginia, Ms. Capito, for bringing it to the floor. Today we celebrate the courage and stamina of Randall McCloy, whose miraculous survival in the Sago mines was a glorious gift. We thank the teams of rescuers who in recent weeks have risked their own lives to save the lives of others in our coal fields. And we honor the memories of these 16 men, Thomas Anderson, Alma Martin Bennett, Jim Bennett, Jerry Groves, George Hamer Jr., Terry Helms, David Lewis, Martin Toller, Fred Ware Jr., Jack Weaver, Jesse Jones, Marshall Winans, the two from my congressional district, Don Israel Bragg, Ellery Elvis Hatfield, with whom I sat with their families for close to 40 hours in the Melville Freewell Baptist Church as we sang, as we prayed together for a miracle that never happened. And to the latest two, also from my congressional district, Edmund Vance and Paul Moss. We honor their memories. These brave men have now joined the ranks of so many miners before them who went to their daily shift, anticipating the warm and loving hugs of family at day's end, but who emerged instead into the outstretched arms of heaven. May God bless them, their families, and their brothers and sisters still in the mines who continue to walk in the wake of risk in service to our great nation. I yield the balance of my time to Mr. Miller.